Good morning and welcome to City Beat here on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and my guest today is Mayor Colleen Smook. How's it going this morning, Colleen?
It's going just great. Thank you.
This week, the city announced that it was approved, or last week, the city announced that it was approved for $40 million for its water and sewer renewal program. And this is also a part of the Investing in Canada grant program, along with the road renewal announcement. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It was $40 million for the road renewal, and the sewer and water projects are $47 million, which is announced this week. So this is not the same project. This is a total of $87 million for our city in renewal projects through the ICIP grants. It is unheard of for any municipality outside of Winnipeg. So it is absolutely fabulous news.
And will these projects be completed concurrently?
So this, we will, basically the idea is the projects that require the sewer and water plus the road work, we'll definitely do the sewer and water first. If there is some projects that the sewer and water has already been done on, then we can go ahead with the roadways. This originally was applied for in 2019 as a seven-year project. So now that it's not awarded to 2021, it's actually going to have to be combined into a five-year project. So just how it's going to work, how we're going to do the tendering, the whole nine yards, it's still, you know, we're still just starting to work on that. So we'll keep you updated as we go. But it is absolutely fabulous news from the provincial and the federal government in working with Thompson.
I understand that there were other streams of the ICEP funding. Did the city apply for those streams as well?
We actually had applied for, five different grants. The pool was one of the big ones, which we assume with these two we are not getting the pool. So we are just doing a little bit of an about turn on the next steps for the pool. So you'll be listening in September for some updates on that one. And Flin Flon did get their money from ICEP for the pool for the north, so that was good news too. And we had some work at the waste disposal ground and that didn't apply for the grants, but just getting these two huge ones is a huge bonus.
All right, sounds good. Now, Colleen, did you have any final thoughts on this announcement before we move on to the next topic?
No, I would just like to thank all of our citizens of Thompson. It's all of us working together, all our as mayor and council. This isn't something that we just got over. Hark McGill, who was in our director of planning when we first decided what we were going to put in for the projects, and we instructed him to go for, you know, what we really needed, and he did, and it was a little bit of a shock that we're getting the whole nine yards, but it's very much needed, and it just shows how the governments are starting to pay attention to the north and to Thompson, and to realize we're not just a little community of 13,000, that we're a service area of 55,000, and that this is definitely going to benefit all the north, and for the people that live here, for the people that work, travel here, for our tourists, for the whole nine yards. It's just absolutely a great news story. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Now, at Monday night, there was a city council meeting. We touched on this last week, but masks are no longer required at city facilities. So what does this mean for Thompson residents?
Okay, so basically, if you're still comfortable, like a lot of our staff are still wearing the masks in here, we ask that if you're not wearing the mask in here, you still have to self-distance, you still have to use hand sanitizer, there's still the plexiglass between you and the our staff, and basically, if you're comfortable wearing your mask coming to City Hall, definitely go for it. I know I'm still wearing mine when I'm out most places. I'm sitting in my office, I'm not. But even it's still, I think, important that if you're going into some of the bigger stores and that if you feel comfortable wearing your mask, please do so.
The city's quarter two financials were reported on at the meeting. So what were the major highlights?
The major highlights, so this is Q2 Q2 is to the end of June, and what it basically showed us that we should be at 50% of our budget, and in a lot of cases we were. Some of our revenues were still a bit down in that, but some of those revenues, like with the hockey and that, they don't start coming in till September, October. A lot of our sports thing, you know, gymnastics, different things like that, you don't get that until the third and fourth quarter. So that's why that showed down. A lot of our expenses still haven't quite been recognized yet, but we're definitely on track for being on budget with, you know, just about every area.
Mm-hmm. There was also a resolution regarding Manitoba Hydro and the multi-sport court that's being constructed right now through Canadian Tire's Jumpstart program. So could you talk a bit more about that?
Okay, so basically this is just in order to set up Manitoba Hydro to put in the proper power grid in that we have to, you know, pay out and sign an agreement with them. It would be basically something that you would do no matter where you were putting in some new power in that. And it's just sort of basically a housekeeping procedure in that.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything else about the meeting you wanted to talk about today? I understand there was a public hearing as well.
Yes, there was a public hearing for some land over north of the river there. Just to change some zoning so that it can be used for different things or some conditional zoning. And we only did a second reading of that, as Hydro does want us to change a little bit of the prints there and leave some as protected land in that. So other than that, everything went through fine. And other than that, at the meeting, we did approve a truck for the sewer and water crew in that. It's basically a truck that's been on the books since about 2017 that they need, the specialized truck, because we had sort of put a hiatus on buying a lot of new vehicles until we made sure we needed. This is definitely one with the list that we do need to make the, you know, to make the work easier, to make sure, you know, that our crews have the equipment that they need to work with, as some of the councillors say. So this is definitely a needed addition to our fleet.
Mm-hmm. Now, Colleen, I understand that we typically have the Health and Leisure Mart in early September. We're closing in on that time frame. So what's the status for the Health and Leisure Mart for this year?
So the two people I need to talk to haven't been in the office today. So I will be up reporting on that next week, or watchthompson.ca, and I will get communications to put out some word on that either way.
All right, sounds good. Now, are there any public works or city updates to share today?
I saw the grass, it's not growing quite as fast, but the mowers have been out doing the grass. We're doing lawn repairs and curbs for the water breaks. As you know, we've talked about that. There's so many. So we've definitely started on that. If you have some potholes, there's still the odd day that we're getting out there and doing potholes. The only issue with that is it's the same crew doing the sewer and water lawn repairs as that does the potholes, the same piece of equipment. So without us having the luxury of a lot of, you know, different pieces of equipment, some of it is utilized in two or three ways. So just be patient, but make sure you do phone in your potholes to 204-677-7970 at Public Works, and please note of where they are.
All right, sounds good. Now, Colleen, was there anything else you'd like to share today before we wrap up here?
No, I'd just like to say again, thank you. The North is still responding very good to the vaccines. Please go out and get your vaccines, especially our 12 to 17-year-olds that will be going back to school. It's important, I believe, that we get out and get vaccinated as, you know, the school opening is, you know, only a couple weeks away. If they haven't had any vaccinations yet, it's good to get your first one, and then with your 21 days later, because it's Pfizer, go get your second vaccination. Even if you get it now, then it'll be into the first or second week of school. But it's very important for us all to stay safe. And it's still important for, you know, following the general precautions of, you know, the social distancing, wear a mask if you're comfortable, the hand sanitizing. Because basically in a lot of areas, that fourth wave has started. And as we know, the North is sometimes a little bit behind on that. But, you know, we are ahead on our numbers and vaccines, so I'm really hoping that any downfall from it will be very minimal in the North. We've got people that are starting to come back off holidays now. So it's just that important that if you feel sick at all, don't go back to work. They're still doing testing at the test site, so go get a test if you feel at all ill.
All right, sounds good. Well, thanks again, Colleen, for joining us this morning on City Beat. And if you have a question you'd like answered next week, email them in advance to chtmnews@arcticradio.ca. For City Beat here on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.